Let us pray. O almighty and most merciful God, of your bountiful goodness keep us, we beseech you, from all things that may hurt us, that we, being ready, both in body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish those things that you would have done, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday of Angel's Tide is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 44th chapter. Thus says the Lord God, "Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant, O Israel. You will not be forgotten by me. I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud, and your sins like a heavy mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Shout for joy, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout joyfully, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into a shout of joy, you mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob, and in Israel he shows forth his glory." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is written in St. Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, the 4th chapter. Brethren, in reference to your former manner of life, lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you may be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, and has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you, with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus got into a boat, crossed over the sea, and came to his own city. And they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, "Take courage, son, your sins are forgiven." And some of the scribes said to themselves, "This fellow blasphemes." Jesus, knowing their hearts, said, "Why are you thinking evil in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say get up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, pick up your bed, and go home." And he got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were awestruck and glorified God, who had given such authority to men.
This is the gospel of the Lord.